GOP candidate for who's running for president in 2024 booed off the stage when he started to criticize Trump. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Sean Blyden here, politicalbonzo.com, raydog.com. Go to our stores, help support us, or just click on support us. Let's find out which candidate decided to try to talk about Trump in a negative light and was booed off the stage. Do you have a guess of who it could be? Well, no need to guess. Let's get right into it. Republican presidential candidate and former Texas Congressman Will Hurd, or should I say Will Turd, was booed off the stage during a campaign event in Iowa after he began criticizing former President Trump. Hurd Turd accused Trump only running for president in 2024 to stay out of prison rather than to make America great again. That's stupid. That's just dumb. You're a turd. You're all a turd. You're a turd, turd, turd. The reason Donald Trump lost the election in 2020 is he failed to grow the GOP brand in areas like women with a college degree and in the suburbs, black and brown communities, and people under the age of 35, Hurd alluded. Which is all lies, by the way. That's not true. That's a bunch of crap. The crowd erupted into loud boos, with some guests clanging their glasses. Listen, I know the truth. The truth is hard, but if we elect Donald Trump, we are willingly giving Joe Biden 4 more years in the White House, he continued. America can't handle that. For my money, I like Vivek a lot, and not many people are talking about him here, but he is moving up in the polls, and I like him as a better alternative than DeSantis. I like him a lot. So I would love to see, you know, Trump is clearly so far ahead. I would like to see Vivek as his VP if Vivek can win. But I like Vivek a lot. I really do. And yep, he's not a Christian, he is Hindu, but I like his views. If you listen and watch his interviews, I like a lot of what he has to say. I haven't found anything I don't really like that he said. I like everything that he stands for. I would have preferred him to be Christian, but he's not going to stop me from voting for him if he is the pick indeed. I like him a lot. I like he's a great debater. They're going to be in trouble when it comes to debating this man. But anyway, let me pop on the headphones and let's listen to it ourselves if we can. It's on, I don't know if you want to call it Twitter or X. I don't know what they're calling this platform, but let's see if we can get it here. He clearly deserves to be booed. He's insane. That's not why he's running. Anyway, I can't listen to him anymore. He clearly don't have a chance. Oh wait, there was something else here that said, let's see, according to a 538 poll, Trump is polling at 52.4%, while Herd is 0.2% support. Other 2024 GOP candidates, such as Ron DeSantis, he's at 15.5%, while Pence is at 4.6%. Now, I'm not sure why. I know in some polls Vivek is in second place. I'm going to do a conservative effort to find a Vivek story, because he shouldn't be sleeping. I like his style a lot. I really do. And we should talk more about Vivek. Lately, I have not been doing lots of politics. I've been mostly doing just news stories that mostly deal with crime, but I have to swerve back into the lane of politics because I need to. So anyway, don't forget to leave a like, share, and subscribe. You can go to politicalbombshow.com or raydog.com and support us that way.